It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and now it's time for the download on Chicago business. This is where we talk to Chicago entrepreneurs about their business and their stories so we can better understand ours. Today, let's talk about Givenly. Givenly is a company that helps businesses build better relationships, one gift at a time. Mark Mancini is here. He's the owner of Givenly, and thanks for being here, Mark. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me here today,
Justin. So what does that mean, to one gift at a time? This is really about corporate giving.
It's about corporate giving. It's about creating loyalty within your business network, not only with customers, but also with employees, and kind of building a loyal network through showing appreciation via gifts.
Where's this idea come from for you?
So originally I had the idea. I used to own an insurance financial services agency many years ago. And when you have a small book of business, it's very easy to stay in front of your client network and let them know that they're appreciated and you value having them as client. But once your book of business grows very quickly, like mine did, it became a very tedious and overwhelming task. And so I always wondered why there wasn't a service or a tool to facilitate the act of sending out gifts in mass. So fast forward, I moved to Chicago about 5 years ago, and this topic comes up in conversation with a friend, and I kind of peek around the internet and the marketplace and realize nobody's adequately solving this need.
Because when I say corporate giving means something completely different. Corporate gift giving is what you're doing. And this is the concept that, you know, you want to give a gift maybe at the holidays time or to say, hey, thanks for being our client. But you're right. Like at a certain point, if you're amassing clients, that becomes a lot more difficult to do in-house. So it's really an off-the-shelf gift-giving service.
Absolutely. It sure does. And we realized beyond just the act of sending gifts that there was a much deeper, disjointed corporate workflow involving gifts and merchandise. So a much broader need in the marketplace, and Givenly has evolved to address that need beyond just the sending of gifts to kind of the end-to-end workflow facilitation behind the act of organizing gifting programs and corporate merchandise and incentive programs. Mm. And so we meet that need with technology.
So what does that mean, to meet that need with technology? What do you do that expedites and makes it more efficient?
Well, everything from the sourcing to the program design to the tracking, the automation, and the audit trail and reconciliation of accounts, we've built out an enterprise-focused tool that really kind of meets this end-to-end workflow need within the corporate environment. And we're, you know, we help businesses large and small. We're really focused on the enterprise segment, and that's where, you know, the greatest need exists in terms of just the amount of inefficiencies across an organization with, you know, thousands of employees, for example.
Right, right. So you're talking about employee gifts as well as outside vendors.
Outside gifting, and like I said, we've broadened into the world of also corporate merchandise, branded merchandise. Mm-hmm. We find that a lot of companies try to manage their swag or their promotional merchandise in-house. They may even have what's called the closet, where they keep
all of
their swag, right? And it's a real pain for companies to manage, to keep it in stock, to keep track of orders, to place those orders and warehouse them. And so we've actually broadened our solution to address that need and that complexity and deliver it through our tool and our solution as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, because everybody knows. I think when you're talking about the business part of Givenly, we're like, okay. But when you mention the closet with all the stuff in it, everybody knows what that is.
Absolutely. And it's surprising that this isn't addressed adequately in the marketplace. It really is, especially at the enterprise level. You'd think they would have gotten a solution in place years ago, and we're finding that they're still struggling with this.
Because ultimately, you'll be putting into an office manager's hands the ability to buy T-shirts or buy tumblers or buy Frisbees, whatever it might be. And ultimately, they're wrong on how many they needed to buy, and they stack them up in the closet, and they're stuck there forever. This is where you can help a business be more efficient with tracking this stuff and making sure you have enough, but also making sure you're not spending too much.
Absolutely. And so that's part of our system, places the ability to add controls and budgetary restrictions, whether it's at the company level or at the regulatory industry level. We have a tool to help them manage and track spend. So like you said, this activity falls into somebody's hands and onto somebody's plate, and we come and take it off their plate.
Right.
So they can really focus on the business.
The one thing that I would consider to be a challenge would be you don't want to come across as that you bought a service to give a gift to a client, meaning you let somebody else do it. It's a line item as opposed to it being personal. I gave that line item to Givenly. They're going to take care of that, and then I'm done. And then the guy calls up and says, I don't golf. Thanks for the golf club. How do you deal with making sure that this is a personal exchange?
Absolutely. And so Givenly, one of our points is we work entirely in the background so that when somebody orders a gift for their favorite client, it comes directly from the vendor. So we're in the background delivering this technology to facilitate that process. But we also take it a step further with curation of catalogs for companies. So we'll build targeted, curated catalogs around the company, around the department, even around the individual, so that they have their go-to selection of gifts available at the click of the mouse mm-hmm. to send in one or send thousands in minutes in order to, you know, always have the selection of the very best.
Mark Mancini is my guest on the Download in Chicago Business. He's the owner of Givenly, which is all about building loyalty and helping businesses with gift giving. This has been an issue, and you see this a lot in the public sector. Gifts can be considered as, I don't even know what you call them, extra. You can't get them, right? Or bribes, if it's whatever
yeah,
it might be.
There's some regulation.
There's regulation behind it. In the private sector, there's still, you know, it's kind of it's a little bit looser as put together. Do you have to think about those kind of things when you're helping a client with what kind of gifts they want to give in the relationship they have to their vendors or to their clients?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really try to create, we don't necessarily have a one-size-fit-all approach. We do try to attack the problem at the enterprise level and create a customized program around the organization. But the technology brings it all together and mm-hmm. puts the power and control in their hands.
Right. They're the ones decide if I want to buy a boat for my...
Right.
For the client, you don't get involved. Just technology there.
And you'll find that in large organizations or small organizations that it's a free for all. Everybody is off on their own. Somebody's jumping on this website. Somebody's going to that website, and there's no top down control at the admin, at the marketing, at the human resource level. And so that's what our system provides. We like to say the three C's: control, convenience, and centralization. It's very important, oftentimes for management to control what is accessible, what people can actually send, because that is a representation of the brand.
Right, right.
And they want to control what gifts are going out, because that ultimately reflects on the organization itself.
For Givenly and for you and Givenly.com, do you see this as a business that can expand to when you say one of the C's is centralize? Is the goal to say, hey, we can be the technology that centralizes this for everybody? Meaning this is the idea that the sky's the limit, but if you're going to be doing corporate gift giving, you should go through us.
Absolutely. So there's kind of like three different evolutions of Givenly. First, it's the gifting problem alone. Then it's the corporate merchandise and incentive conundrum. And then it's beginning to expand into the ultimate engagement platform. Engagement with your customers, with employees, with channel partners, and all the different various stakeholders in the business ecosystem. And so that's really the broader problem we're trying to attack. And we find that it's still a very under-addressed need. You know, 4 out of 5 companies we approach either didn't know a solution like this existed, or they're trying to handle it internally. And so they're very surprised when they say, wow, I didn't know something like this existed.
Right.
Absolutely. We're very interested in you taking this off our plate. It really is a major headache, and it's, you know, it's a non-core aspect in terms of operations to the business, but it sucks up a lot of time.
It sucks up
a lot of resources.
How do you prepare for expanding? What's when you have to scale your business and get bigger at Givenly, because more companies are going to flip the switch and go, yeah, I want to use your service. What do you have to do to make sure you're ready for an onslaught of Chicago businesses that want to be involved?
Well, absolutely. So we're a very process-driven organization, number one. So supporting our processes is our technology. Around expansion, we've got a really very powerful, very unique integration with Salesforce we're rolling out next month. And it truly is a game changer for us and, you know, potentially for the whole Salesforce application ecosystem, tying in our service and what we deliver to customers so that they're able to send gifts, buy their merchandise, send merchandise directly from within Salesforce. And so that provides us a channel into a much broader corporate marketplace. And then we rely on our experience of processes that have developed over time to lay, you know, provide the infrastructure for that level of scale.
Right. This seems like a company that could be anywhere, and I think about the coasts, particularly Los Angeles and New York. That seems like that might be much more of a gift-giving culture than maybe some of the manufacturers and others that might be in this town. So why Chicago? What is it about Chicago that this is your headquarters? Why set up shop here?
You know, I love this city. I'm originally from Denver. I've kind of lived all over the world for many years. And I, like I said, moved here to Chicago 5 years ago. I didn't really have a job or really any specific direction. And I just immediately was blown away by how connected the city is, how friendly the people are. I really could not think of a better city to start a business in than Chicago, simply because one is the economic infrastructure. You have the cross-section of so many different industries all within this particular city. And, you know, impressively, many, many of our vendors are also located here in Chicago. The nationwide vendors have presence in Chicago. But also just the community behind Chicago itself. You know, you can rely on people for introductions in a very scalable way, I guess. You know, if you've got a big network of people and that people are always happy to make introductions, yeah. You probably wouldn't get that in other cities such as New York, for example, where it's a lot harder to network. So I think the underlying infrastructure of Chicago when it comes to networking is very pervasive, very prevalent in the city, where I don't think it exists in other cities across the country.
The company is Givenly. You can find them at givenly.com. Mark Mancini is the owner. Mark, thanks for coming in and being my guest on the Download Chicago Business.
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you for having me here.